Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to another weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well. I can tell you straight away, if you are a fan of modern sounding guitars, good sounding modern sounding guitars, I think you are going to like this week's weekly guitar meeting a lot. We have some incredible sounding guitars with modern construction, but still with a beautiful tone. And I would love to start with this guitar, which is still a surprise for me, because somehow for me it came out of nowhere. This guitar is made by Pete Beer from Scotland. And Pete Beer is building traditional and also double top guitars since a few years. And his double top guitars are very impressive. It's a double top guitar with balsa core. So no Nomex, it's all wood, and the guitar has got also a wooden tornabuss, which is there to sustain some of the frequencies and the depth in the guitar. This is, I guess, the second double top guitar that I'm reviewing, made by Pete Beer, and I love the first one. And this is also, I think, maybe even better than the first one. And this guitar has a number 114. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And we have also Klaus Scheller tuning machines. So very high quality and very smooth working tuning machines. I would say enough talking. Let's see how it sounds. If you love soft sound character, then this might be the right guitar for you. I mean, the sound is so soft. Even if you have bad nails, or let's say nails that are not polished, you are able to get a still very round and smooth sound out of this guitar. Somehow it reminds me of the guitars of Antonius Müller. And it is a super loud sounding guitar also. Basses are like a bass guitar, very deep and very powerful. I think the main body frequency of this guitar, the air body frequency, is between F and F sharp, so it's super deep. Thank you. Pete Beer guitar, brand new, number 114. Again, it's a double top guitar at a very high level. It's responsive, it's smooth, it's very well balanced. So you are not going to hear a lot of short notes suddenly. It's very well balanced, and I think the highlight of this guitar is still the character of the sound, which is super soft and smooth, but you have at the same time the brightness in the tones, in the trebles. Congratulations to Pete Beer, and yeah, let me know your thoughts on the sound of this instrument. Let's move to the next guitar. This guitar is a great opportunity for all those guitarists who are looking for a Carsten Kops guitar. Carsten Kops is building one of the best double top guitars nowadays worldwide, and his guitars are being played by many, many big name classical guitarists on the biggest stages. And it's understandable why, because he's building guitars with a lot of projection, very loud sound, forward going, very responsive, but at the same time you have that mellow character in the tone and a kind of Spanish touch in the sound. And this guitar is from 2016, in a great condition. It's a double top guitar with Nomex core. We have cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's a super lightweight guitar. This is also what makes this guitar very responsive and punchy in the sound. We have elevated fingerboard, and of course we have high quality Klaus Schella tuning machines. Enough talking, let's see how it sounds. Highlight of not only this one but the most of the Carsten Kops guitars. You have a very focused sound, it's very forward going, and it makes this guitar in a big concert hall very well working, because you need that projection and the tone separation in a big concert hall for audience to be able to listen to every single note. And this guitar is loud, responsive, very deep, but you can still hear every single tone, so the separation is very good. Such a joy to play on this guitar. I think if you are into music of Bach and a classical repertoire, this guitar will work so well, because you need that evenness in the sound. You need the fast response, and this guitar will work very well if you are playing repertoire, like, as I said, from Baroque, Renaissance, or classical repertoire. If you are more into super romantic pieces or impressionistic music, maybe there are other guitars which are more suitable, because you are going to need a lot of colors, or you want to have a very long tone on the first string. But this is not the purpose of this guitar. This guitar is built for big stages, to have a very punchy sound, forward going, loud, very well separated. I would say very German, like a German car. Well, last piece, and then we move to the next guitar. Carsten Kopp's guitar from 2016, a very sought after guitar, and I'm also curious about your thoughts on the sound of this instrument. Let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is also a very modern sounding guitar from Australia, and it's made by Zbigniew Gnatek, who is building lattice braced guitars, and I would also say very sought after guitars. Professional classical guitar players feel very comfortable playing his guitars, because they are responding very fast, and they have a very warm and round tone, and they are powerful. And this guitar, made by Zbigniew Gnatek, is from 2025. It has just very few little nail marks on the top. Otherwise, it's in a great condition. And we have a cedar top. We have an armrest, and we have Madagascar rosewood back and sides. I think this week we are going to have still three guitars with Madagascar rosewood back and sides, which is a premium wood. I love it. I would say let's play a few notes on it. What a sustain. It's like an electric guitar that you have plugged in an amplifier. And at the same time, the tone is again round, smooth, very responsive and loud. Thank you. This guitar is really full of overtones. It is a very, I would say, Australian sound character. If you play the Jim Redgate guitars, Small Man, or Kim Lissarack, you hear a lot of soft overtones, and this makes these guitars so pleasant to play and to listen to. It's like if you are eating bread without butter. It's too dry, and of course you can still eat the bread, but if you put some butter on it, it's just easier to eat. It's more pleasant. It's the same with the guitars with soft overtones. I don't know if it's a nice comparison, but this is what I noticed. Well, last piece. Okay, this Zbigniew Gnatek guitar from 2025, impressive instrument. The next guitar is built by one of my favorite guitar makers. It's not a secret anymore. And every year when we receive a Adrian Heinzelmann guitar, I look so much forward to make a review of that guitar because of the way how that guitar sounds and is, and how that guitar feels. Adrian Heinzelmann is from Germany, and he is building since many years top-notch lattice-braced guitars, which sound loud, responsive. They have a strong, dark piano sound character, which I find so pleasant and which I really love. His guitars are also being played by many professional classical guitarists. For instance, the GFA winner, Virgil Barth, is playing Adrian Heinzelmann guitar. And this lovely guitar is brand new. It's from 2026. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And Adrian Heinzelmann is using his own specific and very special construction of the top, which is called the groove top. You have a lot of detailed and precise lattice bracing under the top. It looks super interesting. If you are interested to see how it looks, just visit the website of Adrian Heinzelmann. He has a lot of pictures and very detailed explanation of what he's doing. I would say, let's play on this Adrian Heinzelmann guitar and discuss the sound. I don't know if I said it already in the last reviews of Adrian Heinzelmann guitar. I was always thinking, this guitar is already almost perfect. What can be changed? And every time when I'm playing a new Adrian Heinzelmann guitar, I notice an improvement. And this is incredible because his guitars are already great since many years. But again, this guitar is like, I'm hearing more dynamic range, and I can play softer and get louder, and the guitar gives me that headroom or that dynamic range to play with dynamic. And I think the sustain of the guitar is amazing. And it's super well balanced. As I said, like a piano, every tone has the same loudness and intensity. And I mean, I could sit all the day and talk about the Adrian Heinzelmann guitar. I'm so impressed by his guitars. Just let me play more on it. The stunning thing about this guitar is it works in every position on every string. Maybe you notice that on some guitars, if you play an E major chord, the guitar sounds great, or if you play in this position, the guitar sounds very full. But as soon as you land on some higher positions, the guitar is lacking a lot of intensity and power. But in this case, the guitar has power and intensity in every position. And this makes it, or this quality, this option, makes this guitar super comfortable and pleasant to play on. It's like an addictive guitar. If you start to play on it, it's difficult to put that guitar away and you want to continue and play more on it. Last piece. Thank you.
Wow, what a guitar. I have no words left. A guitar made by Adrian Heinzelmann, brand new from 2026. And yeah, I guess now I have to wait another year to review another Adrian Heinzelmann guitar. And let me know in your comments, what are your thoughts on the sound of this guitar? And yeah, let's continue. This guitar is made by probably the most well-known guitar maker from Austria, Tobias Braun, who is building very beautiful sounding Romanius models, but also Santos Hernandez models. And this guitar is based on a Santos Hernandez from 1924. And I am truly in love with these models made by Tobias Braun, his Santos Hernandez models, because the tone is just beautiful. It's pure elegance, and if you play the tone, you hear that traditional sound, but the guitar is not lacking any kind of volume or projection. And this guitar is brand new from 2026. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's a very lightweight guitar. I mean, it's based on a Santos Hernandez from 1924. I would say instead of talking, I will let the guitar speak. As you can hear, if I play scales, if I start from the trebles in the higher positions and I go to the basses in the lower positions, if you listen to that transition between those two strings groups, the trebles and basses, you don't notice a huge difference. And this is what makes a very well balanced guitar. I appreciate these kind of qualities in a guitar. And you have at the same time a great clarity in the tone. Going to enjoy the basses on this guitar. Exactly as on an original Santos Hernandez guitar, the basses are tuned very deep. So if
play the basses, the whole guitar is resonating and you can feel it also. Last piece. Santos Hernandez guitar, it was a Tobias Braun guitar, a Santos Hernandez model from 1924. Very impressive guitar, and I like this model made by Tobias Braun, and also his Romanius models, of course. Well, let me know your thoughts on the sound of this instrument, and then let's move to the next one. So the next guitar is one of the two traditional guitars of this week. It's made by the young and very talented guitar maker Oreste Loos from Italy. And Oreste is building traditional guitars with a specific sound character. I think he knows what he's doing and which path he wants to follow, which I find very important. And this guitar has a beautiful rosette, as you can see, and clearly it's inspired by José Luis Romanios guitar or rosette. Very clean work, beautiful. And we have a spruce top, and again, Madagascar rosewood back and sides, which looks slightly different than the previous Madagascar rosewoods that we showcased today. And this guitar has a number 24, and what I also want to mention are the tuners. I think if the tuners of a guitar are really good tuners, it's worth to mention it. And this is made by Alessi, which work very well. So, let me play a few notes on it. First impression, very airy sounding guitar. Yeah, it is, it has a lot of, actually air. I don't know how to describe it in other words. A very good first string, very soft and singing. Because sometimes the first string may tend to be too bright or too harsh, but in this case, it's soft. Despite of the spruce top, somehow this guitar doesn't sound too sprucey, which is sometimes too bright or too harsh. I love it. Very full tones. Thank you.
very good. I'm very impressed by this Oreste Lutz guitar. Congratulations to him. I mean, if you are looking for a traditional guitar with a modern touch, modern in terms of loudness and power, this guitar might be very interesting for you. Let me know also your thoughts. What are you hearing from the other side? And let's move to the next guitar. Well, the next guitar, which is also a traditional guitar, again with Madagascar rosewood backhand sides, is made by the very well-known Spanish guitar maker, Jesús Peido. And this model is called Opus 133 Alma Aurea. And this is a traditionally built guitar with a cedar top and, as I mentioned, Madagascar rosewood back and sides. We have very beautiful tuning machines with mother of pearl and a little decoration on the headstock of this guitar. I have never played a guitar made by Jesús Peido from 2026. And I'm very curious how this guitar sounds. It's powerful, it has the brightness of the Spanish guitars, and I love the basses. Very punchy, bright, but at the same time very full. Also notice that the dynamic range of this guitar is very good, because you can get louder and you have the feeling that the guitar gives you that loudness and it doesn't stop, it doesn't reach its limit very fast. Wow, very good dynamic range. Thank you.
I'm impressed because I don't know if I'm impressed or surprised. I mean, it's the first time that I'm playing a Jesus Beido, a new one, and it's a great guitar. Especially the dynamic range is amazing. If you are playing classical repertoire where you play a lot with the dynamic range, this guitar will help you for sure. And let's move to the last guitar of this week, which is a lattice brace guitar, again with Madagascar rosewood backhand sides. And the last guitar of this week is a very beautiful guitar made by Philip Woodfield, one of the most well-known guitar makers in general worldwide. He's from England. Also, his guitars are being played by many professional classical guitarists. And this one is from 2008. It comes straight away. You notice the beautiful rosette of this guitar. And you have the same structure also on the bridge of this guitar. It comes with a spruce top and, as I said again, with Madagascar rosewood back and sides. This is a Madagascar rosewood weekly guitar meeting. And I also love this little decent and elegant decoration on the back of the guitar, and of course the headstock. So it's a very tasteful decorated guitar, but let's not reduce the qualities of this guitar only on its decoration, because it's going to sound incredible. Let's see if you like it. Lovely. Wow. It's loud. It's full of overtones, as you would expect from a lattice-braced guitar. And you have at the same time a brightness in the trebles. Great clarity. Singing, and while I was playing the trebles, I noticed that I think these are Rogers tuning machines. Please check it on our website so that you're sure, but it looks to me like Rogers tuning machines. On this guitar, they sound so beautiful. Even in on the higher positions, you have a very singing tone. Wow. Last piece. Thank you. Oldfield guitar from 2008, and what a wonderful sounding instrument. I would say most of the guitars of this week are exactly my taste of guitars, because I'm personally looking for fast response, or easy response, so that I don't have the feeling I have to fight against the guitar to get a good sound out of it. And I like also soft overtones. It gives me a very pleasant feeling if I'm having longer practicing sessions, and most of these guitars are offering these qualities. But I'm curious, what are your thoughts on the sound of these guitars, and which one did you like the most? And yeah, let me know. And if you enjoyed the video, please don't forget to leave a like, and of course subscribe to our channel. And next week we are going to have a special event. It's going to be again Roma Expo weekly guitar meeting. We are going to showcase to you, I guess, 7 or 8 Roma Expo guitars, limited editions. I would warmly invite you to watch that video next week on Friday. Well, have a nice weekend and see you soon.